You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Hey there, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show. The Data Years. The podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex. And?
Eek!
An E? I thought
Eek.
You did shrooms, not E.
No, I don't do Wait. Which one don't I do?
Apparently, he's on shrooms now.
Yeah, no, I'm not right now. But I wish I was. So, yeah, for those of you that, you know, there's microdosing. Anyways, it's a long story. If you have any other questions, please contact me separately.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. So anyways, it's a really great alternative to other, you know, psychotropic medications. If you, you know,
and he is doing it under care, so
yes, it's for PTSD.
He's not just running out and like eating things.
But I wish I'd be like, "Is that a mushroom in that tree? Grab it." You know. That'd be pretty cool though. Cuz remember, you don't eat wild mushrooms.
Although,
unless you know what you're doing.
One of the things is, you know, when you're doing your shrooms, and I'm like, hello, and you're like, who are you?
Yep, I look like Hypnotoad. In my mind, that's all that's going on is Hypnotoad from Futurama.
Oh, is that what it is? I was going for the Cheshire Cat, who was high
actually,
on
pot. Oh, well, actually, he does show up. He shows up, and the rabbit shows up, so...
Your rabbit died. You're pregnant.
So anyway, everything you still don't want to know about
gay sex. And I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija. The big blonde butt bumper upper. All right.
I make myself giggle.
Wish it was, wish there was more butt in the world.
Oh, there's a lot of butt. It's just attached
butt.
To crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy out there.
Yeah. And we mean that with love.
When we say crazy, we mean we don't mean people who are experiencing some mental moments. We are talking about people that have just forsaken the human race, period, and have gone off the deep end.
Or can control it and control themselves and choose not to. But anyway, aside from that,
anywho.
Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like kind of risque photos and videos and audio and other stuff not open to the general public, and access to our vintage podcast from 2007. And you can do it all for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS. By the way, that reminds me. So sometimes you send me photos that are a little bit more, you know,
questionable than most.
Yeah, than our general thirst pics that we post. So for some of the upper levels, like, you know, 3 and up, I will post those on there. And there was a beautiful one that you did of yourself with a sunlight silhouette, or it was a shadow of you.
It fully, was a sunrise silhouette.
Yes, where you were fully...
engorged.
Yes, and I was like, wow, that is a really beautiful silhouette. And I'm like, that's going on Patreon. For, you know, some of you who want a little bit more.
And they said no.
It showed you a lot more. No, it said, okay, it's art.
Right. I figured the minute I sent that, I was like, oh, they're never going to post this.
Yeah, I think it's because it wasn't like an actual, because the one that got taken down was the one where you were like actually, you know, had your hand on your hardness and your great big giant penis, and you were grabbing it and shaking it. And I said, no. But seriously, Yeah, I posted one where you had your hand on it, and I think that was, they considered that too much.
Oh, so way back when, that used to be a thing.
Yeah.
If you're touching it, then you're masturbating.
Yeah, that
if
was...
If you're not touching it, it's art. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's that may have been one of the
maybe
reasons
their guiding
that they wanted
force
it
on that one.
Down. Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, and anybody that like has blue sky, you can hunt me down, and you can see everything, because
yes.
I'm not shy there.
Yes. But don't forget, if you want some underwear or something like that,
drop us
a line and we'll, you know. We had one of our listeners who is a really good, you know, friend and follower and everything, and he had actually wanted to do that, but it just never panned out, so.
A follower, yeah. It sounds like we're like a cult. I wish we were a sex cult. That'd be fun.
Well, yeah, but like a nice one, not like a crazy.
Oh no! We'd just be like we'd have like Midsommar. You're like dance around a maypole.
Yeah, but nobody like dies or anything.
No,
just
no,
like,
there would be
know.
Like no.
Yeah.
No gruesomes.
That's true. We're not into that.
Only wrecking that asshole. Mm-hmm. Hollow.
Wrecked him. I sure did. All right.
Let's see. We want to thank our current patrons.
And that's
and
all,
welcome the our newest patrons.
Yeah, the others, are, that one's done.
That's passed.
Yeah.
Matthew doesn't erase a damn
And thanks
thing.
To our listeners who are really active
who
on,
are putting
on
out.
Blue Sky.
Yeah, the ones that are really that. Putting out.
You know, have we ever had like a really good experience with listeners that put out?
There's been a couple listeners that have put out.
Yeah, but have we had any good experiences? I mean, I've had one that was
singular
very fun
sensation.
To be sexual with, yeah.
So anyways, yeah, there's all kinds of fun out there.
Yeah.
And I've had sex with several of our listeners.
Okay.
And,
so like, you know.
Yeah. So I mean,
1,000 of our listeners right now are like, how much is a flight to Sacramento?
That's so. I mean, you just got to get close enough to touch it. It does the rest of the work itself.
Yeah, I don't know if we're setting a good precedent.
I know. This
anyway.
Is, everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? You promised sex.
You whores. And also, welcome to our free patrons. We just want to let you know that we see you. We love you, and thank you for being there.
I see you.
I know. Every time I see that, say that, I'm always like, ooh, Avatar, I see you. Uh-huh. I actually wrote that into a play once where the character's like, and what was that? I see you. Whatever. Fuck off. So, anyway, yeah. Also a big gay welcome to our new listeners on followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us at BGSS.
Yeah, and you won't find us anymore on X. So, just
no.
FYI. So, if you go looking for X, we're not there.
No, there's no X for our sex. And Peyton, I am thankful that Blue Sky has added a few new features that are making things a little better.
I will say this.
Yes?
About Blue Sky.
Uh-oh.
Two things I don't like. So when you're talking to somebody,
so negative.
you don't have the ability to, like, you know, send them a nice, you know, anything in the DMs.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. Because sometimes you're like, oh, this would be really funny. And you want to send something separate, not through Blue Sky,
right,
into the DM. And you're like, God damn, I can't do that. I can't even do like a voice message. Because, I mean, you know, I got some friends who like call me a boomer. Because I do like to do voice messages. Be like, hey, how you doing? You know, what's going on? Because sometimes my texts sometimes come across like, you know, the Russian guard. It comes across hard and mean. And
yes.
I don't mean it that way. I'm just one of those people that, like, you know, thinks I'm being funny, and in my own mind, I'm fucking hilarious. I am so goddamn hilarious, but then I put it down in text, and I get back going, why are you so cruel to me? I'm like, oh fuck, what did I do?
I understand. That's why I, and some people don't like this, I am the emoji queen. Like, every time I say something to someone, I will probably, like, after every other line, put an emoji so that people understand how that is to be taken, because otherwise I get the same thing like you, where they're like, wow, bitch.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, I wasn't being that way.
Well, and that's funny too, because I recently, there's this one person that kind of reached out to me, and you know, they're going through a lot and whatnot, and I've been trying to be funny, but this person is so sensitive that even when I do send the emojis, because I really try to like put emojis in there too, because I'm like, oh god, because I don't want them to think that I am, you know, because I mean, if you read my stuff without emojis, you'd be like, he's a fucking monster. And and so there's this one guy who's like reached out to me and he's like been really flirty and whatnot and wants sex. And of course, you know, he's married and all that stuff. So, you know, he's not asking for much more, but he's like, hey, I really want to have sex with you. And so we kind of like talk and whatnot. And he's like, you got to stop. And I'm like, stop what? He's like, that sounded really mean. I'm like, did it? And I'm like reading through it. I'm trying to read, you know, and I've had people do that so many times. You know, be like, act like, you know, I've said the nastiest, meanest thing. I'm like, I don't see it. I don't understand. I don't know if we're just a more sensitive culture and I'm just haven't fully acclimated. Mm. But yeah, because I was even using emojis with him. And I'm like, but I put a happy emoji. I put a funny emoji. And he's like, I don't do emojis. So there's still some people that do that shit too.
At that point, I'd be like, and fuck you.
And I literally had to be like, yeah, really sorry you're going through a hard time. But yeah, take care.
Yeah, there was... Okay, so in that vein, a close friend of ours, well, a close friend of mine and a friend of yours, recently when I got a haircut and, like, I wasn't apparently giving him enough attention, so he decided to do the five-year-old thing where he wanted negative attention. So he sent me this message that said, do you like your new haircut? Usually I'm very jealous because it always makes you look so much younger and prettier. And, well, this one didn't. And I was just like, so you're calling me old and ugly, and you think that is going to get me to fucking pay attention to a bitch?
That's horrible.
You know? And I'm like, see, that's the thing where I'm like, now if... like, why would you say that? And then... expect me to like that, I get. But when, you know, if he had, anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
So you can be a bitch, but then you can accidentally be a bitch.
You can be a funny bitch.
Yeah.
Be a funny bitch.
Right.
If you could be kind, why be kind when you can be a funny bitch?
If you could be kind, rewind. Of course, our younger listeners are like, what?
Rewind what? What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
What is this rewind?
Is that like a Louise Hay like affirmation? Yeah, no.
Hit the 10 second button back, or the back button.
Right.
They're like, what's rewind? I don't know.
Hey, did you hear about NoFap?
No, but I've heard about NoFrap.
Oh, I love fraps. So our friend Nephi, speaking of people, gets mad at me because I was calling it a frap, and he's like, it's a frappe. It's a frappe. And I was like, frap. So I actually made an audio where I was all like, frap. And it's like, it's a frappe. Frap, frap, frap. And he took it and he ended up putting it through a mixer and making a fucking song out of it. Or I'm just like going, oh, frappe! The whole thing. I'm like, you bitch. That's funny, bitch, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so
what's NoFap?
NoFap is basically, it's a group that's dedicated to helping people overcome pornography addiction. And participants set their own goals. It's like, I'm only going to watch it on Tuesdays. And often through reboot challenges, and so that they're not whacking off and stuff. And they basically support one another to building healthier habits around sexuality. Now, that actually sounds like, okay, you know.
There's a bit of kumbaya on that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, kind of cute.
Like, sometimes porn diets are good things.
Oh, absolutely. Right? I mean, I will totally, you know, advocate for porn diets, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, get off on, you know. Well, I'd say porn diets, but I also say, like, you know, so put away, you know, strangers' porn and pull out your own porn. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes watch
personal porn.
Watch the softcore porn, you know, or don't watch porn and dream up your own fantasy.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
That type of thing for a couple days.
I mean, we have friends that, you know, don't even, you know, use regular porn, you know?
Yeah.
We got one that loves wrestling videos. I mean, literally, just wrestlers wrestling.
I like the wrestling videos, but I like them to end with the other guy banging the hell out of them.
Well, yeah, that's my favorite wrestling videos. But yeah, I know people who watch actual athletic wrestling,
right,
and get off to it. So, anyhow,
that was me when I was
I know that. Was, yeah,
a kid being like, "Oh, look, there's men in their underwear touching each other."
Yeah, because kids way back when, you know, it's, we had very little to stimulate. You know, we didn't have any of this computer shit.
Or like we had shows like Beauty where there's naked men, but everywhere.
Well, yeah, I remember I had gotten a new bunch of underwear, and the guy that was on the outside of that underwear, I jacked off to a gazillion times because that's the only place I could see a hot, hard body. And that was off of a fucking underwear package.
Do you remember, was it, not Arnold Palmer. Who was the baseball player with the hairy chest?
Oh, shit.
You remember him. He did underwear ads that were printed in magazines.
Oh, yes.
I fucking curly had hair. That page.
He had kind of tight curly hair.
Tight, I think, yeah. Jim Palmer? No.
It's right, it's...
I know, it's like right there. Tim something.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Dark hair, good looking tan.
Yeah.
Was shirtless on a regular basis.
Well, and he did underwear ads for like Fruit of the Loom. Like, and it would just show him.
It was Jockey or Fruit of the Loom, you're
there
right.
There you go. And it was probably Jockey. Uh-huh. But he would be in like mainstream magazines with a hairy chest and just in his underwear. Yep. And I would have that page torn out. Uh-huh. And that would be my fabbing material.
Yeah. Yep. God, how many times have I gotten off to like Sears catalogs? Honest to God.
Oh, and you know, it's funny because that's a joke, and yet I've done the same thing. Yeah. It was
so
like,
kids,
where's
way
those
back when?
Where's those male underwear
we
ads?
We did not have, you know, computers in our pockets showing us, you know, dick and
right.
ass. We had to
he's
literally...
in the bathroom with the Sears catalog. I don't know why.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think he's looking for a new comforter for his bed.
He's looking for new toys to, you know, mm-hmm. like, no, he's way past toys.
Yep.
So anyway,
so back to NoFap.
Yeah, so NoFap alleges that Pornhub and others engaged in illegal campaign to discredit them from their pornography recovery efforts through false reports, online defamation, and civil conspiracy. Right. So anyway, Pornhub and others basically filed motions to dismiss their lawsuits. And its founder said that its founder made false statements in court, and so it's pretty much going to be dismissed. So now the next thing, okay, I don't want you to look at this. Okay, so look away.
So I mean,
are
we still talking about NoFap or
no? So this is a different thing. Anyway, but so the NoFap stuff, the things is probably going to be dismissed for, you know, them just wanting attention, basically.
Yeah. So and you know, I mean, but a side note, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it everything's a balance in this world. You know what I mean? You really
totally.
Should, like, you know, aim for balance, you know, for your own mental. So, I mean, if you do find that you are becoming too addicted to pornography mm-hmm. and, you know, I mean, you're feeling like it's taking a little too much, you know, time in your life, then, I mean, seriously evaluate that and maybe even talk to somebody about it. But, I mean, we seem to be very, like, in this culture of, like, extremes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And so we either take it to, you know, one extreme or the far other. And the thing is, you know, I honestly believe that the key to happiness is, you know, balancing yourself into the middle, you know? Because, I mean, I do enjoy my cup of coffee in the morning and looking through hot, naked men on Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that's really the only time I have that ability until I get home from work and then goon one out. And when I goon it out, sometimes I watch my own porn because, you know, I'm that guy, you know. I, you know, fuck dudes on film. Anyways.
That's true.
So enjoy.
If you want a copy, $39.99.
There you go.
Which is a deal because remember when we used to get like hour-long porn videos that we were hoped that were good for like $60?
Yes, and that's another one, kids. So, you know, sometimes the only access to porn we had was some cheap-ass, weird-ass thing in the back of some other magazine. You know, like sometimes like you get it from like Hustler magazine. They'd be like, clean-cut lads, you know, or foxy uncles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'd send away, you know, you'd send them a check for like, you know, $12.99. At that time, that was something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or even $20.99, which was really something.
Oh, yeah. Saved up a lot for that.
And I mowed a lot of neighbors' yards to get some of my porn.
Yes.
And for us to get back, you know, the shit that we did, some of that, because that was garbage. It would be a bunch of drunk-ass alcoholic uncles sitting there stroking their limp alcoholic dicks.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, what the fuck is
and
this?
And they would literally be like colored photocopies that were stapled together and folded in half.
Uh-huh.
And you just look through them and you're like, these are horrible.
Yep.
But back at the time, you're like, well, it's a penis.
Uh-huh. So. And I mean, you would have your tricks. You'd like use a different name to come back to. So, you know, if somebody did get the mail for you, they'd be like, this is somebody else's mail, you know?
Oh, I know. I always was like dreading when the mail came in because they would come in those packages. You're just like, oh God, please. I'm going to watch the mail every day for the next 6 weeks. And then they arrived.
I remember one time I got one, and my mom's like, what is that? What's in that thing? I'd be like, oh, this is just a free tape on, you know, and I made up, like, oh, it's a new artist colony outside of Portland. And my mom would be like, oh, that sounds boring. Like, yeah, it's boring, Mom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because back then, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the companies thought they were being really cool with putting, like, you know, their resource material on VHS, and then sending you like some stupid 30-minute thing on like some, hey, we're like a new downtown collective of apartments. You know what I mean? Come to, you know, see where style lives. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, it'd be just dumb. You know, so my mom was pretty used to us in the house getting like stupid tapes of just garbage. You know what I mean? Just, you know, like, you know, help us, you know, save the sea otters, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shit like that. So, I mean, she didn't think too much about it, luckily. So when I did get, like, an occasional porn tape, which they all were just garbage.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd have to wait until everybody was, like, at the store or at work. And then I'd, like, you know, put them on and then just be solely sadly disappointed because somebody's grandpa. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Or for, I think the first one I got, the first one was this grainy ass thing called like California Surfers or something, and it was like you could barely make out anything going on. It was so like done, you know, like copied over you got it. And then, but my first like real porn movie was California Blonde, was Blondes Do It Best, which was Leo Ford and Lance.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, that's one of the reasons I love that video so much, because it was my first real, you could see it. It was just like, oh my God, I popped that so many fucking times, but I had to like be so careful when I was
this a magazine or a video?
That was the video, but I had the movie magazine too, because they would have the accompany glossy magazines, and I had that one long before, so I knew that if I got that video, it would be good.
Yeah, because I remember, my first magazines were, of course, were Advocate Men, you know, which was
those.
Yeah, I mean, because it started as, well, it started Advocate, and then it came out with Advocate Men. Didn't it turn to something else, and then
Advocate
eventually became
Classifieds?
And then it became Men, right?
No, Advocate. Advocate was the main magazine.
The main magazine.
Advocate Men was the porn-ish, magazine.
Adult magazine.
And then it became Advocate Classifieds, and then that changed.
And then Advocate just became Men.
Yeah, Men. That's what it was. But I actually, that was my first major publishing. Was I wrote a story, because I was writing stories like before I should be writing stories like that, because I knew, like, the first time I was 15, and I had a porn magazine that I read, and it was like I fell in love with erotica writing. So by the time I was 24, I was actually really good at it, and I sent off, and Advocate Classifieds actually printed one of my stories. I had one copy, and I just recently found another copy on eBay of that issue, and it cost me like $20 to get it or something like that. But I'm like, I wanted another copy.
I would have been more impressed if you would have said Handjobs Magazine.
See, I wouldn't have been, because Handjobs, some
kidding.
Of those stories, were just
serious,
like,
sketchy shit.
Yeah.
You don't need the Epstein files. You just need, you know, a good old Handjobs magazine.
Well, and yeah, well, because, I mean, at least they were, every character in here is 18 years or older.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, thank goodness. But still, some of the things that they did, and the writing, some of the writing was so bad.
I mean, yeah, they were just taking it from anybody.
That's why the publisher of Advocate Classifieds, Fred Goss, he sent me back a letter, and he's like, this is not a rejection. I really want to print this story, but I want you to do this and this and this with it. I tried, and, well, I didn't get the ending the way he wanted it, so he actually wrote, like, the last part of it where all of a sudden the professor comes in, because it was called Oxford Tales. It was about this guy that went to Oxford and then ended up having sex with a couple of his roommates, and then... surprise, here comes the professor at the end, and the professor bangs them all as well. And I'm like, I didn't write that. But then later on, I'm like, okay, for your readership, I totally get why you did
that.
Yeah,
yeah. So. And that's too. So the NoFap thing, mm-hmm. is there, if you need to take a little porn break, to try, you know, try reading some, you know, erotica, you know, mm-hmm. find some, you know, old hand job magazines, or find Matthew's story from, you know.
Hey, you know what? If you go on eBay men. And you really look, you can find all those old, like, Advocate Men magazines and stuff like that. You can find that, and sometimes you can find a bundle that's super cheap of people that are just like, yeah, these have been through the ringer. Some of the pages may be sticky, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Crunchy. Yeah,
yeah, we're just going to give them to you for, like, you know, $20 and shipping.
Here's a bag of them.
Of course, that's how they do it. It's like, you can have it all for $20 and $100 shipping.
Oh, amen. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so Matthew's got another topic.
So, one more topic here. So, the Pornhub released its top Valentine's Day searches from 2026, and I want to see if you can guess what some of the states' search topics were. Mm. So let's see. All right. So what do you think California's topic was?
I bet she's gonna be like prison sex.
Oh, you fail.
Really?
It was girlfriend.
It was what?
Girlfriend.
What does that mean?
That was just what the search topic for that day was, the top search in that state.
So, okay, so in
yeah, so Pornhub? when you go to Pornhub, you can type in what you want, right? Like, yeah, a search topic.
Yeah, search topic.
Well, apparently in California, people are looking for girlfriends.
Aww.
I know, isn't that sweet?
Well, I was thinking this is a gay...
We'll go with some of that. Okay, so Alaska. Okay. What do you think Alaska was?
Okay, Alaska's...
perverted, so
yeah, I would think that they'd have to be a little darker, deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say interracial.
It was vibrator.
Okay,
I know, lame, right? But I wanted to start with a couple of the lame ones. Okay, Washington, not DC, but Washington State.
Lumberjacks.
It is a straight kind of thing. But what do you think a kinky straight thing would be?
Anal?
Pegging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway. Okay. Colorado wanted trad wife. You can look now.
Oh, trad wife.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
If you don't know what trad wife is, I mean, you probably should by now. Just, traditional wife.
Yeah. Porn of traditional wife in Colorado? What do they do? Is it they just sit at the table drinking milk or something? I mean,
and
what
finger
the fuck?
Banging them? I don't know. I would never want to search that because I would not want that on my search engine and for that to pop up every time. I'm like, God damn it.
Right.
Because honestly, some of these places, if you don't like chronically switch it to gay, you're going to like pop it open and it's going to be just like, you know, big old titties and big old cooter right in your face.
Right.
You know, squirting, you know. And
Okay. So New Mexico, hugging. Like, why do you go on Pornhub to be like, I want to look at people hugging? Like, well, then, not even hugging in a special way.
You know what? Then, and maybe, you know, maybe we should make our money by starting one that's just called Pornhug.
Oh, that's such a great idea. Oh, TM.
You know,
although,
what?
Although we'll partner with somebody that has money.
Well, you better go and grab it now.
Right.
That'd be funny, because if it's out there, we'll be like, because somebody's going to scoop us. Yeah. And they'll be like, yeah, I learned it from you guys, and now I'm making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you, asshole.
Oh.
Pornhub.
All right, Wisconsin, Harry Bush.
Okay.
I don't know him. Okay, Minnesota wanted mutual orgasm. Like, how can you tell?
Who is it?
Minnesota.
Oh, that's right. They're a traditional trad wife.
Right.
You know,
Ohio wanted car sex.
That sounds right, because my ex was from Ohio, and those people are... Oof.
Oh, they're dirty.
Dirty.
Let's see. New York wanted intimate. Okay. With Massachusetts wanted spanking. New Hampshire wanted cheating, which makes sense, right? Maine wanted cuck.
Cuck.
Now, I am very disappointed with the gay cuck community. Okay. I think the porn for gay cuck sucks. It's not really cuck. It's just three-way. To whereas with the straight community, it is more cuck. But I like the bisexual cuck where the husband or boyfriend is made to, you know, do stuff. All right. Pennsylvania wanted respectful. What is happening with porn? Why is this? Hmm. But, you know, then you have, like, Washington, D.C., which is face-sitting. Totally makes sense. It was probably just, like, Pete Hegseth. You know, well, I mean, you know. But then you have New Jersey, dirty talk. Delaware wanted strap-on. Maryland wanted granny.
Huh.
Oh, Maryland. Louisiana wanted bouncing.
Huh.
What the fuck?
Bouncing. Titties.
Oh, bounce your titties, bounce them up and down. And then Michigan wanted BBC, because they're mostly white people there, I think. New Hampshire wanted cheating. Rhode Island wanted BDSM, which gives them an idea of doing something interesting. But the rest of it is probably nothing there, which is probably one of the things because Pornhub is supposed to be banned.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A whole bunch things. Hold on, scroll up again.
Yeah, look, over half of the country can't get Pornhub.
Oh, I know, yeah, my friends in Tennessee.
Blocked. Yeah.
Yeah, my friends in Tennessee, yeah, they have to go through they got to pretty much, like, self-identify themselves.
A VPN or something.
Yeah, they got to go through all kinds of stuff to, like, to get to the porn stuff anymore. And then, you know, they keep a list of you and they dox you. I don't know. It's
no wonder that part of the country's so damn mad.
I know.
They can't FAP.
Huh,
they can't even get into no FAP because they can't even get to the FAP. Oh. So,
oy.
Hey, real quick,
God, are we outlawed in those states?
Oh, we're podcast, so I think that's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
We don't have we don't have rules. We're, but anyway, two quick recommendations. Yeah. First one is this guy named James. And he is on Blue Sky, and he's at I Am James SS. I don't think that means anything bad. .bluesky.social, and he is 31 year old and he has 21,000 followers. I believe he has but this is him. You don't really get to see the dick much, but you see a lot of booty, and
he's got booty for days.
And you see just a very handsome, lovely,
one hell of a bod,
gorgeous guy. But yeah, you get to see a lot of ass, and he's got a gorgeous fucking ass.
See all that ass,
right?
He's all caked up.
But I believe that he does have, like, some adult material if you sub to it. So, and the other one, is Mr. Nathan Rogue.
He's gone rogue.
Nathan Rogue xxx.bluesky.social. And he has 39,000 followers. He is a well-endowed Dom Gent building a blah blah. Choose wisely, daddy, bait, bro, friend, or findom.
Oh. Findom.
You can be my findom. Anyway, as you hear, his very long, thick penis is falling out of his very tight shorts.
Little Adidas shorts.
Yeah. He's got quite a nice, big, but not too big, beautiful.
He has a fappable penis.
Yes.
So fappy.
Yeah. Now, on here, you get to see mostly his peen, and that's just fine with me. It's a beauty. He's got a beautiful dick.
He's got a great bod,
really
too.
Yeah, but I mean, look at that. I mean, that's like a dick that you hope when somebody drops their drawers, you get to see something that pretty.
And yeah, because without him, there's no half penis. Wamp, wamp, wamp.
And he's gone rogue, that's for sure. Anyway, so you can go check him out on Blue Sky as well. And I think he
has Nathan Rogue.
Some other adult stuff going on. Anyway.
Who doesn't?
Right. Well, we'll get there. All right.
Oh, I am there.
Beat Your Meat to Desert Heat. Check out the latest episode or issue of Desert Heat over at DesertHeatMag.com.
Yeah, and if you haven't been there, please check them out. Honestly, it's worth your time.
It's very fun. Yeah.
It's a good time. And also, my voice is Beta Bomb. So, yeah, empowering men with self-care.
Yeah. So. I actually ordered from the site, and I was like, I even ordered from the Big Gay Sexual Address. Mm. But I guess they have help there now because nobody sent a special note saying, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they're big time now.
So yeah. They ain't got time for
They ain't got time for our little show.
But we have time for them always because their product is really good.
I love them. I love their product. Alex is amazing, the owner and his husband.
Yeah.
They're amazing guys. So, support a gay-owned business,
right.
With Bader Bomb.
And he sent us some very fun stuff.
Oh, they've always been very generous and very sweet, and it's very kind, and we love them.
So, and then, of course, go and check out Ryan Landers, XXX, and Randy Morgan X on Blue Morgan. Sky. Very hot sex. Go check out Chota Akate's dirty, very, very dirty writing over
filthy.
On Smashwords, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. And that's Chota Akadi. Somebody's like, oh, shit, I needed a pencil. So use your phone. And we'll have links and stuff out there for you, too. With that, don't forget to follow Daddy Clayton, claytonxxx.bluesky.social. Dirty little whore.
He is one of America's national treasures. Okay, he's a California treasure, at least.
Sacramento.
He's a Sacramento treasure.
He's a Sacramento treasure because he's actually the trunk that holds the treasure because everybody's loading him up with all the
gold, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, beat your heat to that. We did all that.
Yeah, really.
You're making me repeat stuff.
Well, because
that's all your fault.
Because that's all, folks.
Right. All right. Send your comments, questions, etc. BigGaySexShow@gmail.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee.
Join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS.
And don't forget that Ouija and Clayton are the sweetest sluts in Sacramento.
He's the sweetest slut. I am the sweetest nut.
He's the salty nut.
With extra pineapple.
Did you watch Gen V? The series.
Oh, I watched a little bit of it.
Okay.
I mean,
so season two, there's this guy that has a vortex in his butt, and he can like take anything into the vortex through his butt, and then they have to like crawl out afterwards, so there's like people crawling out of his butt.
Was that the same one that had like the guy that could shrink and he'd like crawl into people's butts and their vaginas and then he'd sneeze and like kill them?
Yes, I tried to block that one out.
That was pretty horrifying.
Yeah, but so there was that one, but then there's also this one scene where this really hot guy has to use the toilet while one of there's a girl that shrinks herself really small, and she was in the toilet trying to get out of there, and he like it shows him
good
sitting
Lord.
Down on the toilet. Now nothing bad happened.
I know, but
that ass. I was like, I will forgive this scene because that ass.
But did it
and
show
the balls.
Open?
It's no.
All right.
That's why I said I can forgive it.
All right.
But and like the balls and everything else. Was
did she grab the balls
beautiful.
And crawl out? Is that how she did?
Oh no! But she managed to get out in time.
All right, good.
But that was a beautiful ass. Mm. But I didn't need to see it that way.
Yeah. No. That's like some of the toilet porn. I'm just like, no. I don't need to see Blumpkins.
I can't even watch somebody jack off on the toilet. Yeah, and I know that's my personal weird thing.
There is that. I see all the stuff of like guys jacking off in the toilet, and I have on a rare occasion been been at a toilet that was so pristine. uh-huh. and so unused uh-huh. that I was like, okay, I could jack off in here. Yeah. But most toilets, 95% of those toilets, have extra stink that I can't do. And extra stink is not my thing.
Well, and me being sense sensitive, mm-hmm. like anything like that, any like a that just boop. Nope, yep. I'm not horny anymore.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you put, I mean, you know, I the smell of whiz doesn't bother me. It's the boom boom that makes me want to. But like, if I'm in like an area that's just the urinals, I was like, okay, I can see like you know getting sucked off here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, anywhere near a real toilet just being used, I'm
Well, that's like the guys from the bars in the old days that would, like, lay in the urinals while guys peeing on them. And I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
That's fine.
No, I can't do that.
I wish guys would do that again so I could just pee on them.
You know, it's fun to tell in a story, mm-hmm. but actually, like, no. Well, you're more into the wee-wee than I am.
Yeah, yeah.
The wee-wee.
The wee-wee. Because as you can tell, Matthew's very, very adult about it. He's like, you're very into the wee-wee.
Yes. You like to urinate and, you know, be like, hey, so I'm done coming, but I got to pee.
Yep.
And I'm okay. just like, no.
So you just got to load up your ass. How about some piss?
Yeah. I have to be with the right guy in a shower. And they had to have drank a lot of water. Anyway, okay, we got to go. So we love you, and we'll catch you next time.
Hugs, tugs, and lots of loves, baby.
Oh, yeah, and I'm the 15-year-old girl because I said wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.